Title: Sequence a call and response riff from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper old school jungle call and response riff from absolute scratch in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is that classic conversation vibe, a bright, upfront phrase that speaks, then a darker, misty phrase that answers. And we're going to make it sit correctly in the atmosphere's lane of drum and bass production. Meaning it brings movement and emotion without stealing the transience from the break or the weight from the sub. By the end, you'll have a 4-bar loop, where bars 1 and 2 are the call, bars 3 and 4 are the response, both feeding a space bus with reverb and delay that ducks out of the way of the drums. It's going to feel like a real jungle record quickly, even with stock devices only. First, the setup. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. I'm going to pick 168 because it's a sweet spot for that classic jungle pace, fast, but still roomy. We're mostly doing MIDI today, so don't stress warp settings yet. Now create 4 tracks. One MIDI track called Call, Riff. A second MIDI track called Response, Riff. Then create 2 return tracks. Name return a space verb and return B dub delay. Optional, but recommended. Add an audio track called Break, so you can throw any loop on it and check the riff in context. Even a basic break will immediately tell you if your notes are stepping on the snare. And quick mindset check before we touch any synths. In jungle, your drums own the transients. The riff is there to create narrative and glue the vibe together. If you get tempted to fill every gap with notes, resist it. Bass is the whole point. Cool. Let's build the call instrument. Go to the call, riff track and load Wavetable. We're going for bright and present, but not trancy, not super soft festival. Think, slightly rude, slightly glossy, but still lean. In Wavetable, set oscillator 1 to a saw. Basic shape saw is perfect. For oscillator 2, add a square, but keep its level low. That square is just there for a little bite in the mid-range so it speaks on small speakers. Turn on unison, but keep it controlled. 2 voices, and set the amount around 20 to 35%. If you go too wide, you'll lose the mono punch and your break will start feeling less aggressive by comparison. Now the filter. Try MS2 or a 24 dB low pass. Set cutoff somewhere around 2.5k to 5k. Jungle leads are often bright, but you don't need ice pick. Add a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%, just to give the filter edge when you automate it later. Now the amp envelope. Make it plucky. Attack basically instant. Like 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds, sustain very low, like 0 to 15%, release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, we want it to stab and get out of the way. After Wavetable, add saturator, drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is one of those jungle cheats, you get perceived loudness and attitude without just pushing the fader. Then add EQ8, high pass it somewhere around 120, to 200 HC so you're not fighting the bass and sub. And just remember, if later it gets harsh, a tiny dip somewhere around 2 to 4K can calm the bite without killing presence. At this point, play a few notes. You want it to cut through at a reasonable volume. If you need it insanely loud to be heard, the patch is probably too dull or too wide. Now let's sequence the call phrase. Set your loop brace to 2 bars for now. We'll expand to 4 after we've got the question working. Pick a key. F minor is a classic dark jungle vibe, G minor too. I'll talk in F minor for reference. Keep your note choices tight. You don't need a full melody, you need a motif. Create a MIDI clip on the call track. Set grid to 1/16, and feel free to use occasional 1/32 nudges later for little flicks of energy, but don't start there. Start simple. Here's a practical approach. Use F3, AB3, C4, and EB4 as your little note family. Now write something syncopated and question-like. Think short stabs with gaps. Try this vibe. In bar 1, you hit a stab right on beat 1, then another on the end of 1, then something late in the bar like around beat 1.3.4 if you're thinking in 16 THS. In bar 2, answer your own rhythm. Maybe a slightly longer note around beat 2.3, then 2 quick pickups right before the loop comes back to bar 1. Now, the part a lot of people skip. Make it feel human. Open the velocity lane and give it dynamics. Accents can live around 95 to 120. Ghosts around 50 to 80. That alone gives you the old school played feeling. Then do one more thing. Pick 1 or 2 notes and nudge them slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Not everything, just a couple. Jungle has that lurch, that swagger. Perfect timing is the enemy here. If it still feels stiff, Use the groove pool. Try MPC 16 swing around 57 to 62. Subtle. The aim is to make the riff lean into the break, not stumble, and only commit the groove if you're sure, because once you commit, you're basically printing that feel. All right. Now let's create the response instrument. Darker, filtered, moodier, and more atmospheric. Go to the response, riff track, and load analog. This is a nice way to get a slightly old school flavor without doing anything complicated. Osc 1, saw. Osc 2, add a sine or square very low, just for body. Don't make it a bass. It's a response voice. Filter. LP 24, start with cutoff low, somewhere in the 300 to 1200 Hz range. Start lower than you think. Add resonance around 15 to 30%. Then give the filter envelope a bit of influence, like 20 to 40%, so it has a subtle wah when notes hit. Amp envelope, slightly softer than the call. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Decay 400 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain low, 0 to 20%. Release 150 to 300 milliseconds. The response can hang a little longer because it's meant to smear into the atmosphere, but we still don't want it washing over snares. Now add a response chain. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start cutoff around 600 Hz to 2K and add just a touch of drive, like 2 to 5. We're using this because it's an easy parameter to automate later, and it adds character. Optional. Add redux, but be gentle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5, and dry slash wet only 5 to 15%. We're not doing full bit crush. We're doing early sampler bandwidth vibes. Then EQ 8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. If it rings, notch the annoying frequency instead of just low passing everything. Now we write the response phrase. Extend the loop to 4 bars total. The arrangement trick is important. We're going to make the call and response extremely obvious by literally leaving space in each clip. On the call clip, put your notes only in bars 1 and 2. Leave bars 3 and 4 completely empty. On the response clip, leave bars 1 and 2 empty. Write notes only in bars 3 and 4. This is one of the cleanest ways to get conversation without getting tangled in automation or muting. Now, how do you make the response read as an answer? 3 main moves. 1. Go lower. If the call was hanging around F3 to C4, bring the response down around F2 to C3, or just drop the same motif down an octave. 2. Use fewer hits and longer notes. The response is the shadow. Let it breathe. 3. Make the end of the response point back into bar 1. That's the loop magic. A super practical tip. If your call ends on something that feels open, like C, then end the response on the root F, so the loop resolves and restarts cleanly. You're basically telling the listener, we're home, now the next question starts. Now let's build the atmosphere bus. This is where it stops sounding like a dry MIDI exercise and starts sounding like jungle. Go to return A, space verb. Drop hybrid reverb on it. Set it up as a big space. Convolution plus algorithm mode is great. Choose a hall or warehouse type impulse. Set reverb time somewhere around 3 to 6.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 20 to 45 milliseconds so the initial stab stays clear before the cloud arrives. Then filter the reverb. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so you're not building mud. Optionally high cut around 6 to 10K if you want a darker and more tape era. Set dry slash wet to 100% because it's a return. Now the crucial jungle part. Duck the reverb with sidechain so the drums stay crisp. After hybrid reverb, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your break track as the input, or if you've got drums grouped, use the kick slash snare group. Ratio 3:1 up to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then bring the threshold down until you can clearly hear the reverb tuck down on snare and kick hits. Then swell back up in the gaps. That swelling is the atmospheric breathing sound. That is the old school magic. Return B. Dub delay. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass 250 to 450 Hz. Low pass 4 to 8K. Add a small amount of modulation. 5 to 15%. So repeats drift a little. And put a limiter after echo, because delays can get excited and you don't want surprise peaks. Now set your sends. On the call track, keep the sends relatively small. Think space verb around minus 18 to minus 12 dB, and dub delay around minus 20 to minus 14 dB. The call needs to be readable and direct. On the response track, Push more send. Base verb around minus 14 to minus 8 dB, and delay around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. The response lives in the fog. Now, quick coach move. Check the conversation on a spectrum and in mono. Drop spectrum on both riff tracks or just use channel EQ. In general, your call will have strong energy in that 1 to 5k zone, and your response will live more around 250 hc to 2k. Doesn't have to be exact, but if both are blasting the same range, your ear won't separate them. Then do a mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. If the two-part conversation collapses, it usually means the call is too wide, or the response is too similar in rhythm and register. Reduce unison width on the call, or go lower and simpler on the response. Now let's make this playable and arrangeable with macros. Select the device chain on the call track and group it, Control or Command G. Map macro 1 to the wave editable filter cutoff, macro 2 to saturator drive, macro 3 to the reverb send amount. The reason we map sends is because it's an arrangement superpower. You can throw a single note into the void for a transition without rewriting MIDI. Do the same on the response track, group it. Macro 1 to auto filter cutoff. Macro 2 to redux dry slash wet if you used redux, so you can add grit on demand. Macro 3 to the delay send amount. Now you can automate like a producer instead of like a programmer. Before a drop, open the call filter slightly over 8 bars. During a breakdown, swell the response reverb and delay. Then snap things back tight for the drop. Let's place it into a quick jungle arrangement blueprint.